Bradford residents are no strangers to braving the cold, but this particular winter walk is hoping to make strides by supporting those in need. Following several days of cold weather warnings, United Way Simcoe Muskoka and WOW Living hosted a launch event to help get everyone pumped up for this year's coldest night of the year. Sinoy, walk and fundraising campaign at Bradford's Social Services and Community Hub on the evening of January 23. This is the local United Way's fourth year organizing the fundraiser, and the second year in which all the money raised will go to WOW Living's groundwork program. That's intended to help people strengthen their stability and increase their resiliency by providing six participants with wraparound support, including psychotherapy, mentoring, a peer support group that meets every Thursday, plus part-time employment. Without this program and this support, I would have probably gone down a downward spiral, Holly Scott said following the event. A participant in the program since October, she's thankful for the staff and volunteers giving her the support she needs to overcome some of the struggles she's faced, including finding a job, and even completing her secondary school education. I love it, she said of groundwork. It's made me a better person. Another participant since the fall, Chichik Asri Agmiwan, called it awesome to be one of the six people accepted, giving her the opportunity to work and give back to the community, which helps her grow even further. Asri Agmiwan explained she was living a good life until 2023, when she was dealing with a roommate who was mentally, emotionally and physically abusive, while at the same time facing pressure to date her then boss's son, eventually causing her to quit. As a result of everything going on, Asri Agmiwan said she wound up homeless, living in churches and shelters before being lucky enough to find a place in Bradford, where she also found the hub and WOW Living's Out of the Cold Cafe. Everything was so nice and supportive, she said. Asri Agmiwan quickly noticed that most of the people who make it all possible are actually volunteers, and she realized how important it was to be around people for whom money isn't everything. Being in this situation in these types of friendships made a huge difference for me, she said. In addition to receiving support from the program, those participants also give back by cleaning the facility, working in the kitchen and helping with the hand-up clothing room, according to Jody Greenstreet, executive director of WOW Living, which runs the program. As part of the program's second year, they've made some updates, including adding three new positions: a program supervisor, a part-time kitchen supervisor and a part-time facilities supervisor, who work shoulder to shoulder with participants for the employment component to provide natural mentorship. When asked to describe the importance of the fundraiser, Greenstreet said groundwork wouldn't exist without it, and called the support from the local United Way amazing, noting they committed to provide $100,000 each of the first 2 years, as well as $80,000 for the third year. It's huge for us, she said. Rosie Martin, event director with United Way Simcoe Muskoka, said the organization raised about $88,000 last year. So far this year, 127 people, including 28 teams, have already registered and raised about $26,500 toward the goal of $100,000. I believe that we can do it. We are well on our way and I believe we can break records, she said. This year's CNOY Walk is set to start at the Bradford and District Memorial Community Center, 125 Simcoe Road, on February 22, with on-site registration starting at 4 p.m. and the walk itself starting at 5. Participants have the choice of either a 2-kilometer or 5-kilometer route up Holland Street with two rest stops at Boston Pizza and Jessica Harcourt's Century 21 office. Afterwards, they're also expected to be able to enjoy games from Magical Events, entertainment from Scaryoki Entertainment, soup from Holland Marsh Food Market, chili from Holy Martyrs of Japan Parish and Perfect SCN, plus cookies from Sweet Bee's Bakery. There is no cost to register and no minimum contribution, but adults who raise more than $150 and people younger than 18 who raise $75 will receive a CNOY toque. One young walker has already blown past that target. This marks the third year of Lauren O'Hearn, 11, taking part in the campaign and after raising $1,200 last year, She's upped her goal to $1,500 this year, of which she's already raised $710. "It feels good," she said of supporting the campaign. "If you're going to walk anyways, it might as well be for a good cause." Her favorite part of the walk is meeting new people and learning about where they're from and what they do. She also enjoys being able to answer questions for people leading up to the event, and helping them get involved, especially at Fieldcrest Elementary, where she's part of the school team. "We're extremely proud of her," Mother Marsha O'Hearn said, adding the event helps teach Lauren and her younger brother some really important life lessons about helping people in their community. On behalf of the mayor and council, Ward 3 Caun. Ben Verkake said he was excited to help kick off this year's incredible event that brings community together to support those who are facing some of life's toughest challenges. He called local participation a testament of the generosity and commitment of our residents. For more information or to register online, visit cnoy.org/Bradford.